Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. We are waiting for our guest. His name is always Mr. Ole Kantos, O-L-L-I-E, for those people that are unfamiliar with how to spell Ole. Some people spell it O-L-L-Y, and that would be right in many situations, but wrong in this one. Ole is spelled O-L-L-I-E, last name Kantos. So if you go to workwitholekantos.com, you'll see one of his cool websites that he has put together. We are here every Friday at 5 p.m., either live or replay, with the gentleman whose name is still Ole Kantos. Ole is a gentleman who called me, maybe eight, nine years ago, I'm not really sure. But he basically had mentioned that he was working at an MLM company. He was also separately an attorney for our fine federal government, one of the rare attorneys that I like. And Ole has worked with all different presidents. President, I think he started with Clinton, and they did a couple of Bushes, and then Bush, and then a couple of Clintons, and then whatever, Mr. Obama. Now he still works for our fine federal government, and hello, Mr. Ole Kantos. I just went through the introduction. We are live.
Great, great. Well, hello, everybody, and happy Friday to those of you who come on to hear our presentations and thoughts on a weekly basis. We really appreciate it. So this week, we are going to actually talk about clearing the junk out of our lives, literally. And I'm going to use what's been happening in my life over the past week and a half or so, and then I'm going to make the transition as to why in the world any of this matters. So my mom's older brother, my mom is one of nine children, and she's the second oldest. So my mom's older brother is having a birthday celebration. He's turning 80 years old. And so because of that, it's really a big deal with the siblings who are all here in the U.S., are the ones who are here. And it's exciting. And so in preparation, since our house, my parents' house, is the venue, we wanted to really make this perfect for him. And that meant, while we were at it, not just cleaning up the house, but also getting all the old junk out and making everything nice and brand new. So we renovated a bathroom completely from top to bottom. We also renovated a second bathroom, and then there were two old vehicles. There was a van that we've had. It's just for the recording purposes. This is 2024, but the van that we've had since I was a junior in high school in 1986, and it still works. We've taken pristine care of it. It is absolutely just beautiful, but because no one drives it anymore, we got rid of that. And then I originally, back in 2001, got my sister a convertible, a Mercedes SL, and that's no longer operational by this point, so we got rid of that. And those were at the side of the house. Then we cleared all that out, plus we went through the garage. We found all sorts of stuff that have been missing for literally years, where we thought, oh my gosh, this is lost. One thing I found was an old textbook that I swore as a third grader, I did not lose it. I'm like, it was right here. And then my teacher said, well, books don't go and walk off by themselves. You know, I still remember. I just got, you know, like, gosh, I know what I did with it. We found it. It only took, let's see, when I was in third grade, I think I was eight. So it only took 18, 20, 30, 48. It only took 46 years to find it, but I have my textbook back. And so the thing is, when clearing out all sorts of stuff, I found that the reason why we have all this clutter, which I hate clutter, is that just piece by piece, whenever there's something that has to be thrown, put to the side where you don't want to think about it at the time, you store it and put it in the garage. Just every day or every week, I don't really have a place for it right here. I'll just put it in the garage, put it in the garage, put it in the garage. And then eventually it's so overwhelmingly full of a bunch of junk. And then so there's some things, we might need that someday. I'm like, no, Mom, we are never, ever going to need that, ever. It's been 12 years since we, or whatever. And so there'd be these debates. We need that. You just never know. I'm like, yes, I know. We're never, ever going to use it. Or there's this TV or there's this whatever, somebody might use that. Mom, that's an analog TV. Nobody wants it. It's not workable now in technology. On and on and on about things that we have to get rid of. And there's this holding on to the past, And then the van, we have years, decades of memories from that van. And with the SLK, the time that, it was a dream come true. When we first got the car, I couldn't drive it, but I asked my dad to drive it with the top down, and like right when we got it, before we turned it over, I asked my dad if we could drive it, and the top was down, and I loved the sound of the atmosphere, just driving around and hearing the people on the street and the other cars and feeling the wind. I loved it. And, and then I was like, oh, we love that old car. Now that's gone, and so we hold on to the past because of having sentimental attachment, but there's a point where keeping it is just it's a relic of the past, and especially if it's something as big as a vehicle, it takes up space and it affects our living space. And so we have here, and people who go on to my YouTube channel will see, my parents have a pool and an upper deck, lower deck, it's a nice house, and it's a nice front yard, but within all of that, there's just stuff that we've never, ever, ever thrown away. My niece's clothes from when they were little, and we have those. I want to get rid of them so some other kids can use them. But no, my mom's holding on to that. I lost the debate on that one, or I lost the battle on that one. But the whole point of all this, it's literally, as we speak now, there's stuff happening. There was also the pool. We had our pool, and the light bulb was out, and so I still swim in the pool. I don't care if there's no light bulb, So, it doesn't matter to me if it's day or night. I'll swim in the dark. It doesn't matter, And my parents don't swim, so they're like, whatever. It doesn't matter. The pool is still nice, and it's clean and everything. We keep that up, but there's no light with the big part of the pool. The jacuzzi has a light, but the big part of the pool doesn't. Who cares? Whatever. Well, for this, spent a lot of money and got that update. So now there's a light bulb in the pool again. So when people come over, they won't have a dark pool when it's nighttime. So in other words, all these little things. So how frequently do we just let these little things go? These little things just here and there, like, we might need that. Let's keep it. Or, this has fallen into slight disrepair, but it's not a big deal. We'll get to it eventually. But get to it. Eventually it piles on, and there's like a bunch of stuff. And so what do we do? How do we modernize? Like in our case, physically, I had a neighbor, a friend who's become a friend. He put lights in, and I paid for the lights and stuff. So now our perimeter of our yard has these beautiful lights that highlight the landscaping, and then made sure that the ground, the areas where there was like astroturf, that green carpeting stuff in the outside for outdoors. It was, just kind of in disrepair only because, it's just years of wear and tear. Got that completely taken out, got that redone entirely, just everything made new. And it is amazing. It's like we're in a new house. And we've been here, it will be 50 years in November, 50 years. I've been here in this house since November of 1974. And it's now March of 2024. So even though I've been gone in Washington for years and years, I still come home twice a year, typically. So this has always been home. And to get to clear out all or a lot of that clutter feels so darn good. It's just like, oh, my gosh, get rid of that and that and that and that and make everything fresh and new. And so the question might be for our audience, what in the world does all of this have anything to do with building a network marketing, a strong network marketing business? And my answer is it has everything to do with building a strong network marketing business. How frequently do we go about our day and we let the little things go? And like, I should make that call because I really feel like they could use our product. They might not really want it, whatever. Forget it. It's okay. Or how many times do we call people and then they seem interested and then we want to follow up, but we don't? Or life gets in the way and we don't follow up as fast. We're supposed to follow up quickly within 48 hours, but we don't follow up. And like, I'll get to it later. I had this other stuff come up. I'll get to it. And then you get to it and it's different results. Let's say they say no. But then they might have said yes if we had acted more quickly. Big deal, one person. But what if one person? You can imagine the residual effect over decades if you've been around this industry for any period of time. Imagine the residual effect of letting the little things go, holding on to stuff in the past and not getting rid of it because of having emotional connection or at least remembering stuff. So how frequently have we said, well, I was messed over in the past in this industry. I remember that time when I was really believed in it and it didn't work and that company folded and it turned out that they were part of some other thing, you know, and then we hold on to that and say, that's a different company, but that's this industry. I don't know if I feel very good about that, you know, because then people are going to think, I mean, we could unconsciously think that other people will think of us what we think of the people who mess things up with the bad experience we've had. So then we say to ourselves, well, I don't really want to be I don't want people to think that I'm one of those people, like the ones who messed people's lives over. I don't know. And then we lose confidence and then we hold on to that. So then we don't call people who we should call, who we know who could benefit from what we have. And so we don't call them because we're like, well, I'll call so-and-so, person A, let's just say. I'll call them because, you know, they really need this. But person B, forget it. Person B is so much at a higher level. They're a professional. They're an attorney or a doctor or a teacher or, oh, my gosh, they're going to think I'm desperate for being involved with this industry. Well, I mean, I'll call some people, but the people who are higher than me, like professionally speaking, I don't know if I should call them because then they're going to think all the stuff of me about what am I doing getting involved? Like, is my life so in such dire circumstance that I'd resort to the network marketing industry? I don't want people to think that. I mean, I believe in it, but I don't want the people I respect to think less of me because I'm involved with this. So I won't call them. So then we do that. We just those little things. So on the surface, well, what's one person, whatever, another one. But imagine over time that we do that, where there are people we don't call who we should call, or there are people we should follow up with but don't follow up with, and then just, you know, this little one here, there, does it really matter? No. I mean, not in isolation, it doesn't matter. Like, let's say putting junk in the garage. Well, hey, there's that thing, you know, whatever it is. I'll put it in the garage. I'll just get to it later. Whatever. I'll just leave it in the garage. And then after a while, clutter. Like, in our industry, what's the clutter here? The clutter is the limited thinking that we program ourselves to have. And then there's the rationale of saying, well, they made it, but then they're better than me because they know how to prospect better, or they know how to close better, or they know how to turn people into customers, or they know how to turn customers into downline associates or representatives or whatever the name is for your company. Well, then we separate ourselves. Like, well, you know, of course they're good because they look really good, or they sound really good, or they say the right things. I don't know how to look that way. I don't look that way. I don't sound that way. I don't say the things the way they say it. So then we talk ourselves out of the success that we could have because we erroneously think that the reason why we're not successful is because we're not them. But the fact is that for us to be successful, we just have to be the best us. Like, whoever we individually are, that is what we need to embrace. We need to embrace our best selves. So then the question is, well, if we're our best selves, or we try to be, and we're not successful, then what does that mean? It means that we have a bunch of junk that has been cluttering in our proverbial garages for years and years and years and years. There's stuff we put in there that we don't want to think about. There's stuff that we neglect, or we hold on to it because we think we might need it someday, whatever it is, the old practice, the old whatever. Whatever it is, we just store this clutter. And but then what about getting rid of all that clutter, just clearing that stuff out of there to just have everything feel so brand spanking new? It's like, okay, let's get rid of those old ways of thinking. Let's get rid of it. Let's get rid of our perception of things being in scarcity, because it isn't in our industry. There's a lot of abundance to go around, where all of us in our respective network marketing companies, all of us have a ton of growth that we get to do, and we don't even end up stepping on top of each other. I mean, there might be people who could be approached for different companies, but how many of them really join other companies? And maybe they don't, but what if they might join you if you talk with them? But the other part of it too is, whether it's joining as a customer or downline or whatever, the other part of it is, if we work along the way to clear the junk as we go, like for us, we get waste management coming twice or come once a week. So then we just get rid of the trash. We think of the usual trash, like the stuff from the kitchen or whatever. Of course, we get rid of that, and that smells if we don't get rid of it, of course. But what about the stuff that can sit in a garage without smelling bad? What about the old pieces of furniture? What about the old technology? What about the clothes we don't use? None of that, none of those things that were once useful at some point, none of those things will rot necessarily if we just put them in the garage. They can sit there for years and years and years, and yet, slowly but surely, we end up finding that there's clutter. So when we have that clutter, imagine what happens to our lives after a while. Things aren't as clean. Our living space is intruded upon because of all this junk eventually. We don't feel as good about where we are, because we know that junk is there. And even if you can say, well, hey, I'm not going to think about it, that's all in the garage, the fact is the garage is still, which is usually for cars, to put your car in if you drive. I mean, the garage ends up becoming some storage place, and then you end up not using it for its original purpose. You just leave a bunch of junk in the garage, and then you're like, I'll get to it eventually. Then you don't get rid of stuff. So how frequently in life do we in our respective businesses, how frequently do we just put the junk in the garage and then we neglect it? Or there's something that happens around our proverbial house where there's a little thing here or there that we should do, but we don't get around to doing it. We'll do it later. And how does that lead to a cumulative effect? So with that, all of you think about that as we go to a commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll continue.
And we're going to be right back. You're listening to Mr. Olicantos. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
Hello, Mr. Olicantos. Peter Mingles here, and I'm listening to you talking about the stuff, and I'm like, I have to move away. I have to tune them out. I can't, because you might as well be using my first name in most of your sentences. But we hear you. So back to the Olicantos radio show.
Well, thank you, Peter. And now to go on location, I've moved my way out. I'm here in the garage. right now, and you hear in the distance the car, one of the cars that's being run, and it's being fixed right now, and the it literally, I don't know what they're running the engine for. I'm literally out here. I'm trying to find. I'm going to tell you about what's been happening is with cleaning up everything this week. We didn't do this alone. When we renovated the bathrooms, that wasn't us at all. We paid for that. We had people come in to do the renovation work, and then in addition to that, we had, like I told you about my neighbor and friend who helped with doing the lighting. I don't know how to do all that. And then separately, there are these graduate theology students from Cameroon, and their names are Jackson and Anwanda. And Jackson's been here in the U.S. for 6 months, and Anwanda has been here for a couple years. They literally fled war in Cameroon. There's a civil war going on there, and it is really a tough situation. So they came here as theology students because, of, among other things, they were supported on scholarship, and they continue to work really hard. And among the things that they do is Jackson has been doing things for my mom constantly throughout. I mean, he's a trillion times more efficient than me. I don't know why my mom keeps me around. She should replace me with him. And then Anwanda has fixed our cars, or the cars that we have left that we didn't get rid of. I don't know if the guys are here. So the reason why I bring this up is because I'm kind of leveraging them as an object lesson, to show how when we need help in clearing out the junk in our lives, we need to seek reinforcements. We need to have people come around who can help us, and we need to find a way to have them leverage their own skills for the purpose of making things better for us. And so that's been what's happened, where there's no way in absolutely no way that all of the stuff would have gotten done as quickly had it not been for the work of these guys. It just would have been impossible. It wouldn't have worked. So, again, what does this have anything to do with our industry? So let me explain this. So in our industry, we have people around who are good at what they do, whatever it is. They're good at what they do, whether it's prospecting, coming up with a lead through not only going past your warm market, but also looking at others and finding creative ways to bring in leads, or it could be talking with them and sharing the compensation plan, or it could involve we may need help with closing, like they know about it, but how do we get people to a yes, whether to be customers or to be downline of ours? And so how does all of that work? Well, we have people in our respective network marketing businesses who are good at everything of what we need done. They are just really good at what they need to get done. And so what we do is, by assembling the people who are good at what we haven't been good at, we can change parts of who we are where we fall short by looking at how specifically we can leverage their talent and ability and skill for our benefit. And how frequently have our upline said, look, if you need anything, tell me what you need and we'll help you. And our upline do help us. They're more successful. They've proven themselves. They have a good track record. So we always say, do what they do to have what they have. What we haven't said is that in the quest to do that, we by being around them and asking their help and following their coaching, they can help us to be better. And so that's what these guys represent here. So when I was talking with you about Anwanda and Jackson, they, like, as I said, they have different skills that we have, that they have that I don't have. And so by securing their help, they have been able to, I mean, their talent has been used to our benefit. So in the very same way, the talent line has can be leveraged for the benefit of our respective efforts to build our network marketing our network marketing businesses. And then on top of that, when we look at the people who are good at what they do, they're there and they have a vested interest in supporting us because they're our upline. They want us to be successful at the things they're good at, because if they are successful at what they're good at, then we can help to obtain who's here?
It's Anwanda.
Anwanda, I was talking about you on our radio show. Okay, so I'm going to just literally, I've told people about you, Anwanda, and so just say hello.
Hello.
So Anwanda is literally from Cameroon, and he's been here for years, like I've told you, and he has been doing remarkable at fixing our vehicles here, and my mom has been really impressed and everything. So I was explaining to our radio audience, Anwanda, that the way that you have been here to leverage your talent for the benefit of our family, we have to do that within our respective businesses. And so real quick, I want him to – I'm super spontaneous. He has no idea what we're doing here with this, but just a 30-second plug as to your life story, what brought you to the U.S., and then I'll explain why I'm asking him.
Okay. Thank you, all the audience. Thank you for listening to me. My name is Awa Anwanda. I'm from the Republic of Cameroon, the Northwest region. I came here as a student to do theology with International Theological Seminary, and I've been here since 2021 to date. And by the grace of God, before accepting the full-time ministry, I was a mechanic from 1998. So I practiced it for years, and I'm still practicing it up to now. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And the reason why I wanted him to share his life story is because in his case, he is guided by spirituality, and in our case, we're Christian. And so I'm not bringing that up for preaching purposes, but I'm bringing that up to add another element to this, and that is that when we find a spiritual component to drive us to be our best selves, whatever that would entail, when we do that, it adds a broader sense of global purpose of why we do what we do, including here with our industry. We know here within network marketing specifically that when we recognize that we are part of the bigger picture, that we can be ultimately successful because we are part of a bigger whole. And we have a higher calling beyond just ourselves. It's to be of service to others through entrepreneurship and through providing people with products that they absolutely want and need. We just have to find where those people are and who are eager to have what we. So with that, I'm going to need Peter's help to providing the contact website for us, because we're about ready to wrap up. But I hope that this on the ground show just hammers home how important it is to remove the clutter out of our lives and to leverage the gifts and talents and abilities of those who care about us or those who otherwise would have mutual interest in working with us, and then watch the magic happen. So with that, Peter, if you can help me with the website, that'd be great.
The website is always going to be workwitholikantos.com. So work with Oli, and Oli is O-L-L-I-E. Many people mispronounce it as Oli. It's Oli. So it's work with Oli, O-L-L-I-E, Cantos, C-A-N-T-O-S.com. And if you go there, you'll be able to take a look at some of the things that he's put together, talking about the opportunity. But Ollie, thanks so much for being here on your own radio show. You truly do amaze us on the things that you do. For those people that might be unfamiliar with Ollie's background, he's blind. He's got three boys that are adopted. They're also blind as well. He takes videos with a steadier hand than I've ever seen. I've watched some of his self-development and leadership videos just recently. Been just awesome. We'll make sure that you guys have access to that in the appropriate places as well. And his life lessons are always just amazing that he gets all this stuff done. So, Ollie, I'm going to say thanks for taking some time away from your busy work day and also the stuff you're doing on the house. Enjoy your relative's birthday and all the other cool things that you guys are working on. And we'll have to definitely have your invited guests back, meaning the two gentlemen from Cameroon, because I want to give them way more than just a few moments on an impromptu radio show, because I'm sure they're messages are inspiring for lots of people as well by comparison. So thanks for being here, everybody. I'll let you wrap it up, Ollie, or if you want me to, I can take care of it as well.
Well, we are really excited to work with all of you, and thank you for being along this journey with us as we continue to grow together and as you join our team. We look forward to supporting you, and let's see one another at the top.
We'll see you next time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.